The House of Representatives bought a little time today. It approved 3 additional days of funding for the federal government, which would otherwise run out of money tomorrow. It's just the latest sign that, unlike last fall, most lawmakers seem genuinely eager to avoid a government shutdown. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a huge catch-all spending bill known as an omnibus. While that's expected to pass both chambers and keep the government operating through September, NPR's David Wellner caught up with a few lawmakers who still aren't happy about it.
All 12 annual spending bills are wrapped into one in the $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill. That's more than last year's budget, but it's $50 billion less than what President Obama sought, and $42 billion more than what House Republicans wanted to spend. Nita Lowey is the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee.
Reaching agreement on all 12 bills was not easy, required a tremendous level of cooperation and compromise. Nobody got everything they wanted.
Still, Hal Rogers, who's the Republican chairman of the House spending panel, said his party drove a hard bargain with the omnibus.
We held the line on Obamacare. In fact, it's been reduced by removing a $1 billion slush fund that the secretary had access to for Obamacare. We took that away.
That money, in fact, was not taken away. It was just barred from being used to promote the Affordable Care Act. Georgia House Republican Phil Gingrich says he won't vote for the omnibus.
I don't want to continue to fund Obamacare, and there is definitely Obamacare funding in that bill.
Western state Republicans are also unhappy with the package. Utah's Jason Chaffetz says, unlike past years, it has no money in it to compensate counties that have a lot of federal lands that cannot be taxed.
They need to have a payment in lieu of taxes. That's just the way it's worked for decades. To have that account be zero is painful.
And for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, the omnibus relies on uncertain promises.
You know, it's the old spend $63 billion more today, and we promise we'll save $85 billion in years 9 and 10. Congress the track record for Congress hasn't been too good at keeping their word. So I'm voting no.
It's not just Republicans who oppose this catch-all spending bill. Raul Grijalva is a House Democrat from Arizona. For him, the bill does not do enough to undo automatic spending cuts.
I'm going to vote no because I feel very strongly that we need relief from the Budget Control Act. This is not relief. This is a 2-year window. And like I said, you're attempting to fill an empty nest.
Still, Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says when the House votes tomorrow on the omnibus, it should do well.
I think it'll get a very substantial majority of the majority, and honestly, I think it'll get a substantial majority of the minority, so I think it's going to move through pretty easily.
Swift approval is expected by the Senate as well. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.